From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. On a rare, warm for late November afternoon, a tiny cloud of swarming insects dances in slanting sunbeams. Tiny midges. Late autumn midge swarms are the last free-flying insects following hard freezes. They emerge for one last dance in the fading sunlight just before the entire insect queendom collapses under snow as the natural year closes. Midges comprise a huge group of insects with estimates of more than 10,000 species worldwide. Midges have aquatic larvae living in rivers, lakes, ponds, and even minute pools of stagnant water trapped in the recesses of forest trees. Many species are adapted to low oxygen levels and become the dominant insect larvae in polluted water. Wriggly larvae of a common midge group contain a chemical like human hemoglobin. These bloodworms appear red. Their ability to capture oxygen is enhanced by writhing movements in otherwise quiet stagnant pools. When midges emerge from water, their mission as short-lived adults is to fly, mate, lay eggs, and die. Like familiar spring and summer mayflies and caddisflies, midges make excellent fish food, and they can emerge nearly any time of the year. Anglers troll midge imitations both early and late in the colder water fly fishing season. It's hard to become nostalgic for flying insects until you realize that these are likely the very last of all the outdoor bugs this year. They'll also be the first. By March, midges begin to emerge from open water, long before the first black flies or mosquitoes. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.